From the WLRN studios, I'm Catalina Garcia. For just a second time in 20 years, the federal government has agreed to pitch in the ongoing effort to restore the Everglades. WLRN's Jenny Stadelovich tells us more.
Late Friday, on his way to Mar-a-Lago, President Trump signed a spending bill that includes millions for the Everglades. The money will help pay for fixes in some of the hardest hit areas, including Biscayne Bay, the Southern Marshes and Everglades National Park, and the Indian River Lagoon. When Congress first authorized the restoration work 2 decades ago, it was supposed to take 30 to 40 years and $8 billion to complete. But over the years, inconsistent funding has led to slow progress. Last year, the National Academies of Science warned restoration could now take more than twice as long to finish unless Congress provided more steady funding. It's also now expected to cost twice as much. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Catalina Garcia.